Now, the American economy depends a lot on consumer spending. And while the economy was riding high by many measures just a few months ago, the novel coronavirus outbreak caused the system to sputter. Many people here in Wisconsin and around the country lost their jobs or had their hours cut back. And even for people who didn't lose their incomes, fears of a recession drove many to cut back on non-essential spending. Our next guest joins us to talk about why consumer spending is down and why the COVID-19 pandemic could alter how Americans spend their money in the long run. Ann Helen Peterson is a senior culture writer and Western correspondent for BuzzFeed News. She recently wrote the piece, "I Don't Feel Like Buying Stuff Anymore." Ann, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Ann, you dig into the big picture, past, present, and future of shopping, but you start with your own story. What have you been experiencing as you think about buying stuff since the pandemic started?
Yeah, and I wonder if other people have experienced this as well. But as I was looking through all of the emails that I get, you know, from every place that I've ever bought something from, I get, you know, sale reminders, all sorts of stuff just cluttering up my inbox. And I would look at them and I'd be like, why would I want to click on that? You know, why do I need a new pair of jeans? Even if it's on super sale, who do I need new jeans for? And so I started thinking about just the general disinclination to buy any new things and what was going on there.
And clearly, in one way or another, it's not just you. We've seen retail sales go down a lot, partly, of course, because stores are closed. But as you look around, what kind of signs do you see out there that American consumers are rethinking consuming, at least for now?
Well, I think part of it is anecdotal, of course, just people saying, like, you know, why would I need to buy more things? I talked to hundreds of people through a survey to get their perspective on what they were and were not buying. But then also, as you pointed out, just the actual numbers are way down in terms of consumer spending that people track, just in terms of credit card spending and that sort of thing. And obviously, people are, you know, not spending because they're scared that they're not going to have future paychecks or just trying to be more frugal in general. But I think a lot of the things that we usually spend money on, it's not just that we can't go out, right? It's not just that we can't go to the movies or go have dinner out. It's more, you know, if I can't, you know, see other people, if I'm not going into work every day, why would I need a new outfit? Why do I need new makeup? All of those sorts of things.
We heard from Andy on the Ideas Network Facebook page who writes, "I buy a lot less because being at home has brought into focus how much less I need to survive and be happy. Plus," Andy writes, "it's allowed me to reconnect with my passion for cooking, which means we aren't spending as much eating out." But that mindset change is something you're wondering about in your piece, the idea that, as Andy said, maybe I don't need the stuff that I thought I did to be happy. Could you talk about that, Ann?
Yeah. I think it can sound kind of cheesy because it's a little bit like, you know, I just like appreciate the world that I have. I appreciate the small things in my home, the small comforts that I have accumulated around myself. But I too have like returned to cooking in a way that I haven't in a long time. And I think part of that is just, I'm not traveling at all, right? I am not frantic in terms of like trying to slam a lot of things into my schedule. I am stressed out for other reasons, but it's not from doing a lot of stuff. And so there is a little bit more space to explore the things that you already have. And I think like cooking, as this person noted, is one of them. I'm gardening. I know people who've told me they've gotten like really into sewing. And this is part of the reason too, that I think if you go to Home Depot or a hardware store, you will see a lot of people there buying things. But a lot of that is directed towards making things, right? Which feels very different than just accumulating things.
We're talking to Ann Helen Peterson, senior culture writer for BuzzFeed News, looking at how shopping has changed in the short run during and after the coronavirus pandemic and what it might change in the future. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. How has shopping and the concept of shopping changed for you during all of this? And have you made changes that you think are going to stick down the road? 800-642-1234. And in your piece, you also look at the past of shopping and the way that, you know, being a consumer has been part of American identity and so crucial to the American economy. And you point toward a key moment at the end of World War II, when Americans had been rationing for so long, and all of a sudden there's this economic boom, and our shopping is a big driver of it. Can you talk about that turning point?
Yeah, you know, during World War II, there was this idea that to be patriotic, you wouldn't consume, right? You'd participate in rationing and just generally, you know, preserving whatever things that were available for the troops and towards the war effort. And then after World War II, the idea became the way to make America robust, right? The way to come roaring back again after this war is to consume, in part because by buying something like a washing machine, you are putting people who work in that factory to work, right? And at that time, they were being paid wages that would then allow them to go out and buy their own washing machine. So it was an idea of kind of, you know, producing a sort of equality by consuming. And I think some of that still sticks around, like, you know, consume to keep America strong. Like, that is still an idea that is very prevalent, and that was prevalent after 9/11 and even during the Great Recession. But I think people are really realizing that, like, oh, now when I buy something, the only person who really benefits from it are the people who maybe own these companies.
And I've had a version of that, you know, for smaller businesses and smaller restaurants. I try to buy stuff from them in general, and I feel like a sense of a duty in this time, since I know they're hurting, to go out and buy things from them. Do you feel, and have you seen other people feeling that kind of motivation to at least buy something to help those little guys stay around?
Yeah. I think people who are employed or still have money right now do feel a duty to support local businesses, because they feel like part of the thing that makes their community what it is are these local businesses, right? And they want them to stick around. I do think, though, by putting all of the burden on the individual, especially the individual who is already maybe, you know, trying to save or being taxed doesn't have a lot of expendable income, that there needs to be other forces that are helping these businesses as well. Like, the responsibility for keeping these businesses afloat can't entirely fall on the individual.
Well, it seems like there's just two values in contradiction here. Like, you know, frugality, I think in the United States, we think of that as a virtue in some ways, and saving money, that's a great idea. But if everybody's doing that, it really throws a wrench into the way our economy works.
See, I think that we only idealistically think of frugality as an American value. Everything in our lives tells us to spend, and to spend beyond our means. So the incredible availability of credit speaks to that. This idea that, like, I mean, when we say, can you afford something? What does that even mean anymore? We borrow against, you know, our paycheck all the time, or like, just to even go to school. What does it mean to actually afford something? We don't buy something because we can afford it. We buy it because we want it. And so I think that what we're really seeing is a reexamination of that drive to consume beyond our means.
Is that something you saw starting already after the Great Recession? What's that been, a decade plus ago? Were people already, do you think, starting to reevaluate in that direction?
Well, I think people were very aware of how difficult it has become to keep the idea of being middle class, right? To the outward experience of being middle class, just in terms of like stability and having a home or having two cars, all of those sorts of things, you have to borrow a lot in order to make that happen. And so increasingly people were like, this isn't working. I am not middle class. Like, I'm not keeping it together. And I think that reality, especially for millennials, many of whom have incredible amounts of student debt and for whom homeownership is just not available to them, they have said, like, this isn't working. I'm drowning. Like, I'm not keeping above water.
We're talking to Ann Helen Peterson right now. She's a senior culture writer and Western correspondent for BuzzFeed News. She recently wrote the piece we're talking about titled, I Don't Feel Like Buying Stuff Anymore. It looks at how American consumer spending has changed dramatically since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, and whether that change, at least in some ways, is going to be here to stay. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about shopping right now? Did you cut back during the safer at home times? Have you gone back to what you consider your normal shopping habits, or have you reevaluated what you need and what you want to buy? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about a drop in consumer spending amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Ann Helen Peterson is with us, senior culture writer and Western correspondent for BuzzFeed News. She recently wrote a piece titled, I Don't Feel Like Buying Stuff Anymore, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have your shopping habits changed over the last couple months, and do you want to keep some of those changes down the road, or are you nervous about going out and spending money, want to save what you have for now amidst the uncertainty? Call in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll go to your calls now. Dawn is with us in Thiensville. Dawn, hi.
Hello. I just feel like since I was probably 18 years old, I was against the realm of everybody else and buy to the point I kept saying you should have everything that you ever needed at age 30, and at 50 you should have everything you ever needed and never have to buy another thing again. And my kids laugh at me because I ended up being a divorced mom, and it took me until this year at age 50 where I finally had my first real bed, because during the divorce I didn't end up with it, but I had four mattresses stacked on each other. And I just saved and saved and saved, and I'm at the point where I own two houses now and didn't have to worry about a thing through the pandemic. But I'll tell you, I was living off of an income of $10,000 6 years ago when I lost my job and ended up with cancer and raising four children. I guess I don't understand these people who just feel they need to buy to satisfy and follow along with everybody else. I was laughed at work because they all bought meals every single day out. They had them delivered to work, and I would bring meals in. I wouldn't even eat in the cafeteria at work. And I guess I'm on the other side, Dawn, of it, where frugality was my term.
Thank you so much for sharing your story. Wow. Okay. Virtue out of necessity there, I guess, Anne. But Dawn's not alone in feeling like people buy more than they need.
Yeah. And I think that that idea of frugality is really, I don't know how to put this in a way that isn't weird, but I think that it's becoming fashionable again. You know, during the pandemic, people were really trying to limit and continue to try to limit their grocery store trips. And so one thing that I saw like all over Facebook and Instagram was regrowing your green onions from the bottoms, like you're basically regrowing vegetables, and other things like, washing tinfoil or a plastic bag. And these are things that my grandparents used to do who, you know, lived through the Depression. Like these are practices that were put in place in times of great deprivation that, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. They're actually really great. They're great for the environment. They're great in so many different ways. And I think that they've become something that, you know, as the caller said, we make fun of people about. But at the same time, like, there's so much spending that is completely unnecessary and that we either just don't think about or we kind of go along with as compulsory. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Thanks a lot for that call. I appreciate it. At 800-642-1234. We'll go to Sarah now in Oconto Falls. Sarah, hi.
Hi there.
What do you want to tell us about, Sarah?
Yeah, I just, I can definitely relate to what the conversation is right now. I felt during the pandemic, we were buying more than we had previous. You know, every time we would go to the grocery shop, it was almost like this feeling like you didn't know if you were going to have enough. You know, the next time you went in, you didn't know if what you wanted was going to be there. So instead of the one box, you buy three or four. And I mean, that's completely against, you know, what they said you should have done. And, you know, and then looking back, we also were buying a lot more, like, just random things online, like different things for the kids to do or for the kids to have, you know, and even for ourselves, things that we probably would never have purchased if it hadn't been for the pandemic. And looking back, you know, thinking we were probably trying to fill a void, you know, in lieu of going places and having experiences and seeing the people that we love. You know, I felt like I was probably trying to fill that void for myself and for my kids by purchasing things. You know, and looking back, that probably wasn't the best thing, but it's definitely something to learn from.
Sarah, interesting. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your analysis now looking back. What do you think, Anne?
Yeah, a lot of parents told me that they were buying things kind of out of desperation to keep their kids occupied in some capacity. So like mini trampolines, there have been tons of parents who have bought mini trampolines. And I think that one thing that I heard from people as they reflected on their purchases is that they were trying to fill a void, and that even understanding that before the pandemic, their purchases were trying to fill a void. I know that when I felt really stressed, like when I was on the road for work and just like felt like so many things were happening, if I could just buy something that would fix it, right? Even if that was like a kitchen tool or a new piece of clothing or a face serum, something like that, like somehow purchasing made you feel like you had some control over the situation. And that's all an illusion, right? But it is one of the ways that we're taught in this country to try to like keep things under control. And so one thing that the pandemic just has brought generally for a lot of people, not all, is some space for contemplation and to kind of step back and think about not only why am I buying something, but also, you know, how many people will have to touch this thing in order for it to get to me? Like how many essential workers are necessary in order for me to have this quick fix? And I think that's really good.
Thanks a lot for that call, Sarah, at 800-642-1234. Anne Helen Peterson is with us from BuzzFeed News, talking about a piece she wrote on shopping and how the pandemic may have changed our attitudes in the short run, maybe the long run, toward the stuff we buy. Back to your calls now. Kathy is with us in Milwaukee. Kathy, hello.
Hello. I've found that I'm saving a lot of money since I've saved several thousand dollars since this pandemic has happened. I don't feel like spending. I'm not going out to eat, and I kind of like it. I think I'll keep doing that.
Kathy, thanks so much for sharing that story. So yeah, Kathy may not be alone, and we've seen, I think, in some numbers I've looked at, Anne, even as stores reopen, there are people like Kathy out there that sales aren't necessarily snapping back to where they were before the pandemic. So Kathy's not alone.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of it is I think that a lot of people don't feel safe, even if places are opening. That doesn't mean that consumers feel like they want to be in those places yet. But the other thing, too, is I think that, you know, habits, things become habits after, you know, a couple of weeks, couple of months, like we're in month three, right? And if you're like this caller who has realized, oh, I've saved this money. And also, this is my third month. And I, you know, do I miss that? I don't think I really do. That's actually a shift in behavior, right? And that could be something that is more longstanding than just kind of like a blip on the radar.
Thanks a lot for sharing that story. Back to your calls now. Tina is with us in Madison. Tina, hello.
Hi. I agree with a lot of what other callers have said, and what I think with the pandemic, I realized I had to be maybe just more mindful or intentional about where I spend my money. So I try to spend money up to my donation to, you know, WPR and to other community media. And then also I have really tried to buy local. I think that, you know, somebody had said earlier, just seeing Amazon and other big places gobble up all this money. And so really trying to buy more local things. And now with what's happening in the last week or so, really looking to help small businesses that are owned by people of color. So I will hang up and listen to the comments online. Thanks.
Tina, thanks a lot for the call. Two words there stood out to me, and mindful and intentional when it came to her shopping.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, I love that she connected it too to the protests against police brutality that are happening right now. You know, I think we live in a capitalist society. The way that we show what is valuable to us in a lot of ways is by purchasing or not purchasing, you know, directing our money. You can speak with your money. And so people right now are, I think, taking that excess money or just the money that they have that they would usually be spending on other things, and they're directing it to causes and to people that they think deserve it.
Thanks a lot for the call. Time, I think, for one more caller. Joe is on the line in Stevens Point. Joe, hello.
Hey, yeah, I've been frugal, or some would call it cheap, all my life. And this is, this thing's have not changed too much for me, and I feel like everybody else now is in my boat.
Joe, thanks a lot for calling in. Yeah, as you were saying, frugality is in, and Joe may have felt like he was out when people called him cheap in the past, but people are hopping into that boat now.
Yeah, I love how this has just turned into a celebration of people who are cheap, right? Well, and even that word, it has a negative connotation, right. Cheap. But frugal is really a way to praise someone, because when you have more money, like, you can do things with it intentionally instead of trying to struggle to make ends meet all the time. But I think, you know, for a lot of people, it's not even just that they are like buying random things on Amazon all the time, right? A lot of people right now in America are struggling to make ends meet because the rent is really high, the pay is really low, and there's not a lot of economic safety net. And so I think that what people are saying is like, I don't want things to be the way that they were before. How can we as society change?
Well, thanks to all our callers. And Anne, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you. This is great.
Anne Helen Peterson is a senior culture writer and Western correspondent for BuzzFeed News. She joined us to talk about her recent piece, I Don't Feel Like Buying Stuff Anymore. It looks at the drop in consumer spending because of the COVID-19 pandemic and its economic fallout. By the way, next Tuesday, we'll stick with a related topic and look at how millennials have had the worst economic prospects of any generational group in American history. That conversation's coming up on Tuesday.